Tuesday, August 11, 2020, we will be having a protest in every city in Mali and every community of Malian around the world. The purpose is to ask the president to resign because we finally came to the conclusion that the only way we can bring peace and security to Mali is for him to resign.
Basically, it seems that the position of ECOWAS has not changed. The regional group wants the opposition and the pro-democracy groups to respect the constitution of Mali and join with President Keita in forming a unity government. Where do you stand?
Well, the thing is that there's no recommendation made by ECOWAS that was respected by any of the party, including the government itself. Because the 31 disputed elected officials refused to resign. So we noticed that the ECOWAS made recommendations that will not resolve the problem. That's why nobody is respecting it. I believe this problem is Malian. It should be resolved in Mali.
ECOWAS says that the stability of Mali is very important to the region, especially if the region is to win the war against Islamists. ECOWAS seems to be threatening sanctions against those who it says do not wish to accept its proposal to stabilize Mali.
Well, if you look at the sanctions that ECOWAS is talking about, we don't know who they're going to sanction because nobody respected it, including the government itself. Are they going to sanction the 31 disputed election official? Are they going to sanction the M5? Are they going to sanction the government? Who are they going to sanction? That's the first thing. The second thing, all their recommendations are anti-constitutional. They don't respect the Malian constitution. So we cannot even follow that. All we are asking, we want a new foundation of Mali, a new beginning. So that will only start with the president resigning. That's what we said. It's like somebody treating a headache with the medicine for your food, for example. It's not the solution. So we believe that the ECOWAS should make a recommendation to the government to listen to the people.
Imam Mahmoud Diko, is he still with the opposition in his demand for President Keita to resign? In other words, is he in support of Tuesday's protest?
Actually, the thing is, the imam is a moral authority in the country. The imam is there for everybody. The government talks to the imam. M5 talks to the imam. The imam is not involved in the process in the sense that this is a political process. It's not a Islamic process or religious process. All religious authorities in Mali play roles in bringing peace and security to the country. And the imam said the president should listen to the people of Mali. If the people of Mali ask him to resign, he's asking the president to listen to the people.